Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Yesterday we had mentioned the Hadith Sharif, that certain person from the Bani Israel, upon his giving sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made arrangements from the unseen for his crops to be watered. So the explanation of the Hadith Sharif, the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali mentions, note, what blessings come from sadaqah in Allah's name? The one-third spent as sadaqah causes the unseen help to water the garden. Example, that wealth does not decrease through sadaqah. One-third of the crops from the garden given as sadaqah causes the crops of the whole garden to grow. We should fix a certain amount of our money to be given as sadaqah. This would be really beneficial. As experience shows, once a part of our money for sadaqah is fixed, we will find many occasions to spend for good causes. Whereas without such a system, we will not be able to find the correct places to give sadaqah. When any occasion for giving sadaqah arises, the mischief of nafs and shaitan makes us think that the person in front of us is not deserving of receiving any sadaqah. The right thing to do would be that at the beginning of the month, a part of our money should be kept for sadaqah, or in the case of a business, some fixed amount from the daily earnings should be put away in a special box meant for sadaqah. In this way, nothing will stop us from spending for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is certainly something worth trying. Abu Wa'il rahimahullah says that he was sent to the Qurayza by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an with instructions to follow the example of the famous man of the Banu Israel, that is, to spend as sadaqah one-third of the money, keep one-third there, and bring the remaining one-third to him, that is, back to Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu an. This shows that the Sahaba radiallahu anhum also followed this one-third plan as mentioned in this Hadith Sharif. SubhanAllah.